This week in the Civil War, in late October 1862, the Union Gulf blockading fleet continued to harass the Texas Confederate coastline, attacking at Sabine Pass on October 29th and Lavaca on October 31st. At Sabine Pass, Union ships skirmished with Confederate batteries, but without adequate manpower, Union forces could not physically occupy the area. In truth, a visiting blockade runner from England had brought yellow fever to the area in September 1862, so Union forces cared not to expose themselves to that disease. At Lavaca, several Confederate garrisons were stationed in the town, which also had a large Confederate arsenal and small arms manufactory. Federal gunshots bombarded the port, but the city, defended by two waterfront batteries and a substantial force of local troops, did not surrender, and Union gunboats withdrew with little damage to the city. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.